Hello, Teen Wolf fans. Tonight we're discussing Season 6, Episode 2 of Teen Wolf Raw Talent with special guest Cody St. News. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah. We got some Khaled happening. We got some Cody happening. We got Teen Wolf Season 6, Episode 2, Raw Talent. I'm Kristen Elizabeth Snyder. You can follow me at Cinematic Escape. And we have Brett Talbot here in studio with us. Cody St. New, thank you so much for coming.
Of course, I would not miss this. You guys have always been so good to me, and I love seeing you guys.
Yes, thank you. And we love seeing you on screen.
Yeah.
So they talked about your 8-pack this episode, but I was a little upset because we didn't see any of that. We didn't even see, like, one of the 8. So can you tell us if that's coming? Like, give me something here.
You know, it's definitely funny every time Brett gets brought up, like, there is definitely always, like, a shirtless or a pack moment. I can't say yes or no. What I will say is that you have to tune in to see if we get to see that 8-pack.
Oh, well, you know everyone's going to be watching. I saw MTV was like, Brett's back, and it was like millions of retweets. No. I think I retweeted it, too. I was like, yes, we are all so excited to see you back on the show and back on AfterBuzz. So yeah. Thanks for being here.
Always. AfterBuzz family for life.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so let's talk about you are coming back to help Liam sort of help the new kids possibly get to the next level of their lacrosse game. But that sort of just seems to be like maybe plan B. It seems like why you're really back is to help Liam. But there was so much tension with you and Liam. Like, I kind of feel like you say you're helping, but you were all like, hey, do you think you can fill Scott's shoes? I mean, what was going on there? Are you really helping? Are you trying to like get under his skin and get see if he gets angry? What was your plan?
You know, when I talked about it with, the writers, Brett looks at Liam as a little brother.
Okay.
And so it's kind
that
of
makes that, sense.
It has that siblingness to it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to, you know, really push you to the edge. And at the end of the day, I believe that, you know, Brett really does care about Liam. You know, people have different funny ways of showing how they love each other, but ultimately I think that in that line says it all, is like, you know, are you ready for all this?
Yeah.
And I think that that's like this insinuation of like, you know, Liam stepping into that, you know, next level, and Brett really testing him, like, are you ready?
It seems like he's not. I think you're right about the anger and Liam possibly hurting someone, you know, and you're kind of there to try to get him to, I don't know, repeat his mantra. I'm not sure. I think you were kind of there to see how angry you could make him on something like that's normal, like a lacrosse game. That's not, you know, monsters coming at you guys. It wasn't life or death situation.
Right.
But you were sort of testing him just in normal day-to-day activities, and he failed. If this was a test and you were coming in to help him, he definitely failed. He goes in the locker room. He messes some stuff up.
Yeah, he destroys the locker room, breaks the thing off. And, you know, Brett has that history with Liam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've known him, you know, before he even got to Beacon Hills, and I knew he's always had IED. Now he has this other variable, being a werewolf. How is he merging those two, lifestyles? And so I think it comes from love. It was harsh,
aww,
but I do believe it comes from love.
Yeah. Well, it was fun just to see you guys get at each other. And I don't know what that noise was when poor Corey got attacked. You guys kind of both, everyone ended up in the goal.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
like bones breaking. Did you know whose bones that was? Because they were like assuming it was Corey's, which it probably was, the
you
goalie's.
Know, it had to have been a supernatural. Or
right.
Well, we're all supernaturals.
But healed.
One of us must have healed very quickly.
Very, very quickly. So what's that like filming that behind scenes?
Oh, you know what's funny is I was dying that episode.
Really?
Yes, because I had to scoop up the lacrosse ball, run all the way down there, do a move, whoom, come back, do my line again, whoom, whoom, and do all three of those sequences in one take.
So no stunt guys filling in for you to play lacrosse. Wow. Yeah, we'd love a call. Okay, what's the number, Josh, so we can tell everybody?
All right, if you guys want to call in, the number is 424-256-1729. I also put the number at the bottom of the screen.
Awesome. Thanks so much, guys. Sorry about that. Didn't notice your call. Give us a call back. You can ask Cody some questions about the show, questions about his 8-pack. I mean, whatever you want to talk about. We got him here in the studio, so let's talk. So that's crazy that you didn't have anyone there helping you run up and down the field. They made you do it. I mean, could have you possibly been like, hey, man, I want a stunt guy in here or...
No.
No.
As an actor, you're like,
you have to be
take.
Up for it.
Let's do another take.
Wow.
I will say that last line whenever right before I was talking to him about Scott leaving and all that, I was literally huffing and puffing. I was like, you sure you're ready for all this? And at the same time, like, shit, am I ready for all this?
That's hilarious. I was going to say, like, you said it, like, with a little bit of, like, attitude, but it was, like, sexy talk still. I don't know. Maybe I'm reading it wrong.
Get the tension going.
Yeah. But I was just so happy to see you back. And that's crazy that you had to run up and down. And I thought, like... From a filming. Oh,
oh wow.
You guys
Someone's
are calling.
My actual
you guys
phone.
Are calling the wrong number.
How'd you guys get my actual number? Wait a second. I'm scared.
That's hilarious. You guys, you got to call in studio 424-256-1729. So, you guys filming that. I can't believe they didn't do like all your lines at one point, and then no, they made you run up and down the field and then do one line at a time.
No, I was dying.
Did you know how to play lacrosse before Teen Wolf? Did you take lessons? Like,
no.
Give us.
You know what's funny? Don O'Brien asks every character that comes on to the trailer at some point if they're a lacrosse player.
Okay.
And long story short, he goes, "You play lacrosse?" And I was like, "Nope." He goes, "All right, neither does any of us."
Nice. All right, let's take that call. Caller,
hello,
caller. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, what's up, guys? It's Johan from Florida. What's going on, guys?
Nice.
Hey, what up, Johan? How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Thanks for the call.
No problem, guys. First of all, welcome back to the show. It's been a little bit
Thank
that
you.
We've seen you, and I have a question for you. What has been the maybe difference from when you were on the show the first time to now? Maybe in your character. In your character.
You know, I think Brett has stayed pretty consistent. I think he's, if anything, what's grown in is maybe his trust.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't really have a pack really either anymore.
Right.
And I think that he's always had some trust issues. And I think that what's changed is maybe the deepening of him and his relationship with Liam. Me as a person, I've just learned more set and just more experience as an actor and like viewing how am I going to do these takes from the editor's
eyes. Oh, wow, that's interesting.
Versus just my acting scene. I like to try to now think, like, how's the editor going to edit this? So, yeah.
Do you have, like, a side or angle you prefer? Or, like, do you change your voice? Like,
I don't have my, like, Instagram angle. But what I will know is, like, okay, so if your light's here, that's where you should end up. And
got it.
So it helps with all that stuff.
That's helpful. That's helpful to everyone. That's a great question, Johan. Did you have any other questions?
What are you mostly going to miss once Teen Wolf is off the air?
He went right for the jugular. For me, I just like waking up in the morning and coming to work. I love what I do, and I love sharing the camaraderie and just working with individuals from the craft services to hair and makeup to, you know, prosthetics and the directors and the writers. And I will miss being a part of a team and, you know, all of us working to achieve something that we're proud of and that you guys enjoy.
Aww, tears, so many feelings.
Yeah.
Johan, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate your call and your support and your
no
fandom.
No problem, guys. Have a great night. Thanks, you
Lots
too.
Lots of love, buddy.
Aw. The fandom is amazing.
Yeah. It's crazy. I can't believe it's actually ending.
okay, do you think there's going to be a spinoff? I mean, I don't know for sure, but it just seems like, you know, there's not that much on MTV as far as a scripted show goes. And everyone knows if there's a spinoff, obviously all the Teen Wolf fans are going to watch it.
I would imagine so. I don't know. I've heard speculations, mm-hmm. but, you know, I think just the Teen Wolf fandom has created such a community that to just bail it, you know, I wouldn't do that.
Right.
But again, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, I think about the shows that I watch, and I feel like I don't know of, like, shows that have the sort of, like, community that Teen Wolf does. It's like, it's really such an impactful show, and
yeah.
I mean, obviously having the fandom that it does, I know that they have all the different cons that they go to, like, everywhere, every state, every country. There's, like, a Wolf Con,
everywhere.
And it's amazing. Yeah, I always am seeing, like, the characters on Instagram, the actors and actresses, like, travel to different places. I'm like, wow, there's another Wolf Con.
Yeah, there's definitely something. It's crazy how far the fandom has, you know, spread across, like, the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I always say this, I'm humbled to have been, you know, even a part, no matter how big or small of it, and to just get that, you know, love and to be a part of it was just crazy. To meet people, like, around the world that really appreciate something that you were a part of, It's very humbling.
Elena was telling us last week that you had sent a video to this girl who said that, like, Teen Wolf had, like, saved her, and she was really upset in school. And I just thought that was so sweet of you, because it's like, you do all these things outside of the show. Like, this was privately. This wasn't, like, anybody else could see it. Like, you just sent it to this girl individually. So I just think that you and so many other actors and actresses on the show, like, the fact that you do that in your spare time, it's not, like, a public appearance to be like, look, I'm helping people.
Right.
It's like, you guys literally do this in your spare time. You send messages to kids, you know, that are telling you what a huge support system they feel from watching you guys on TV and how that makes them stronger. So thanks for doing that. It was just such a sweet story that she told us.
I will always do that. And anytime a parent has ever asked me, or someone that says, hey, can you take a picture? I grab their phone. I say, are they around right now? I'll give them a call. I'll give them a call. I'll send a video. And, you know, it's more than amazing to be able to do that. It's really cool.
That's awesome. You know, it means the world to them, and it's like, it doesn't take you too long to do it, but
no.
I'm sure there's a lot of actors who are, like, you know, sick of it, who don't do it, so it's nice that you're one of the ones who do.
Yeah, I like to do it.
So let's talk a little bit about this kid in the locker room, Aaron, who the spiders kind of take over. I don't know exactly what's going on with the villain yet. Last week we were sort of speculating that the villain goes into these, like, insects or rats or something that's dead,
mm-hmm.
and it makes them alive. But even in this episode, we see Theo in the beginning getting kicked out of trucks and the cops coming. He's homeless, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And then he's about to call Scott McCall, and there's a spider that he has to take out of his back with a scalpel. That was crazy.
Yeah.
And then it looks like he gets shot up by a bunch of what he thought was cops, was actually hunters.
Right.
I have no idea what happened there, because we didn't touch on it the rest of the episode, other than the spider, which is how I got there, seems to go inside Aaron, who was in the locker room. And then when they do find him, he's, like, totally fine at a desk.
Well, is he fine?
No.
First of all, he's at school after hours, which I would never be there.
No, and he's just, like, facing forward.
Like, it's all in his dark. It's like, hey, Aaron, let's flip on the lights. You all right, buddy? What you been doing today?
He's like, oh, hey, guys.
Just hanging out.
So weird, because you know there's something inside of him controlling him.
Yeah.
When the lights are off.
Especially, yeah, exactly. I think that those spiders were creepy.
Okay.
The spiders were creepy, so I don't know, but there's definitely something interesting going on with those spiders.
Yeah, for sure. Let's take that call. Caller, what's your name? Where are you from? No, okay, call us back. Sorry, guys. Stay on the line a little bit longer. So, yeah, we have no idea. We feel like Monroe, the guidance counselor, she's very strange, especially when it comes to your character. But, okay, so someone put the knife on her desk. She was all like, hey, guys, come in my room. Like, open hours. And then Mason tries to walk in, but there's a knife on her desk. So she's like, no, sorry, not open hours. It seems like the message was like the opportunities. I wrote it down somewhere. Where did I write it down? Opportunities multiply as they are seized.
Yeah.
And later on, we see Gerard kind of hit you and stop you from killing Monroe, unfortunately. So I kind of think that he's the one who put that knife on her desk. I mean, we don't get any confirmation of that, but I think she tries to use that on you later.
Yeah, I mean, she definitely does try to use that weapon. I don't know what she has against Brett.
Yeah,
she's
seriously.
Got like this, like, you know, vendetta.
She said she saw you playing lacrosse, and apparently she was pretty impressed.
Yeah, I guess so. She said, you're something else. I was like, yeah.
So she just like throws you this lacrosse ball with Wolfbane on it, and I thought she was going to kidnap you.
Yeah, she tried to just end me right there. She tried to do me out like that.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if like, Gerard is connected to the spiders or are all these, I don't know what it is. It almost seems like there's like, let's be real, you know, the supernatural has probably definitely put a city, county, cautious
right.
lookout
the
on
fear.
Everything.
Everyone's
so
afraid.
There might be hunters coming after them. There seems like there's old characters coming after us.
Great point.
And you know, now there's this other supernatural something with the spiders.
I think you're absolutely right. I think the fear is kind of filling everyone. And as we see the spiders fill in everyone's mouth, I think that's also a representation of fear because we see it disappear when Theo gets it out of his back.
Yeah.
So it's almost like this thing that's not there. And there's this saying that says that fear is like paper tigers or something like that, because it's like you're really afraid of it and then it turns out to be paper. So it's called like
that's
paper tigers. I don't know it exactly. I will tweet it out later. But it's something like, you know, fear is sort of paper tigers and that it's this huge thing that you make up in your head and then it's actually nothing. And it's kind of like Theo when he was scalping out that spider and then it disappears in thin air like fear does. Like when you think you hear something and you like get a hammer or something in your house and you're like scared. I don't know. I was young and I was very scared of any noise in my house. So I would like get a hammer or something and I'd like go look behind doors. This is like me, like very scared. So, and it's kind of like the people in this town. It's like they don't know. It turns you into a different person. You don't know what you're doing. Even this Monroe Argent kind of comments that she's very dangerous because it seems that there is a new hunter in town. She doesn't know what she's doing. And it's kind of like everybody who isn't a trained professional when it comes to combat or weapons. They're very dangerous because they don't know what they're doing. So obviously they're going to hurt the wrong people, which it seems like Monroe's doing to you. She's attacking our Brett.
Yeah.
For no reason.
And you know, when they're fearful, you know, they don't also know what they're up against. They just know all these animal noises. I'm sure like Beacon Hill's police reports and, you know, rumors of eyes glowing and... So, you know, I'm sure everyone's after anything that seems suspicious.
Yeah. You know. But I don't like that she's now hunting you. Okay, let's take the call. Caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hello?
Hello, yes, caller. You have reached Teen Wolf AfterBuzz TV After Show. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Ivan, Florida.
Ivan.
Hey, what up, Ivan?
Thanks for calling in. Do you have a question for Cody?
Yeah, I do. In the last scene with Monroe, would Burbank killed her, even knowing about his eyes?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Yeah, come again.
Would Brett have killed Monroe, even knowing what happens to his eyes?
Oh.
What happened to his eyes?
Would have you killed Monroe, even though you know what happens to the eyes? Like, were you going to kill her?
Oh, that's a great question. You know what? I think in that moment, just with everyone in life, I personally don't know, but he went for the swing. I don't think he was going to stop. I think this was something that could hurt me, could hurt my sister. Also, that's, you know, potentially if she keeps coming after us. And so I think I would have, you know, slashed her out if I had to.
Yeah, it looked that way to me, but that's a great question, Ivan.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up. Did you have any other questions, Ivan?
Yeah, How did you enjoy your time in Teen Wolf or autisms you've been on?
How did I enjoy it? I enjoyed it by getting to meet, you know, awesome people like Kristen.
Yeah.
You guys. You know, the biggest pleasure I think is just being able to, you know, work on something that I'm proud of and mm-hmm. to get to hone my craft better. And like I said, get to know another community like the Teen Wolf, you know, fandom. And so also getting to know like the directors, you know, the writers, and the cast. I think, you know, I love people, so getting to know them is always a pleasure.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah. Ivan, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate your calls and your support and just being a Teen Wolf fan. Thank you.
Ditto.
Good night. Okay, so I want to talk about Argent saying how, you know, they thought maybe it was him who shot the Halwyn, the Hellhound. And he said, you know what? I haven't stamped a bullet since Allison died, but you need to find the casing. You need the slug, and then you'll find the killer. So I'm hoping that next week they figure out it's Monroe, because otherwise she's coming for Brett, and we don't want that.
Yeah.
And now she's got Gerard coming to help her, too.
That's never a good sign.
She was not that dangerous by herself, as we saw. Like, you handled it. You handled that situation.
I was hiding in a tree for a while. Like, I was
all good. But now that Gerard is back, I'm not happy about this, because he will literally help whoever is against the supernatural. He just hates the supernatural. Even though, like, him and Scott had a moment a while back and they were cool with each other, like, he will do anything to kill the supernatural in this town. I feel like if they had, like, to have to select a, like, town governor or council or whatever, it would be Gerard right now, the townsman.
Oh, my God, yeah. he just has this vendetta that he won't let go of. And, you know... Yeah, he's a scary character. You know, when he comes to town, you know, he means business. And so now that he's got an apprentice, who knows?
I know. I agree. I don't like it. I don't like what's going on there. But let's talk about Scott for a minute. So he went and he was like backup for Argent, but Argent didn't really need it. Like, Scott just took out Argent's real backup.
Yeah.
But he's sort of like, he's scared and he's a little fearful too. I mean, we seen that earlier, like, he almost takes down Sheriff Stilinski. Well, he did. He like tackled him because he's worried about these hunters now coming for them. He heard heartbeats and they were surrounded by cops, and then like his eyes popped out.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't think that he's ready for this either. It's like he is, I don't know what's happening, but they're all like, fear is literally taking hold of all the characters in the show.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely a sensitive, you know, time right now. And, you know, I think that everyone's just trying to do their best in protecting their loved ones. And I think it can go back to that quote of, you know, no good deed goes undone.
Right.
Everyone's trying to do their best, but somehow, some way, someone always ends up disappointed.
It's absolutely true. And speaking of that, someone who's supposed to be doing their job and helping people in Eichenhaus, the doctor, Parrish goes to investigate after Lydia, like, heard a sound and thinks it was the key card.
Yep.
Parrish ends up getting frozen. Lydia to the rescue.
Lydia
screams and saves Parrish. But it turns out the doctor is killing all the supernatural he was supposed to be helping in the town. So even the people of the town who are supposed to help these creatures are now turning on them.
Yeah.
Because of fear.
Yep.
So fear is definitely creeping up, and I like it because it's something that goes beyond the show. It's like we all have our fears, and unfortunately, a lot of times that keeps us from like achieving our dreams. Whether we're good enough, fear of other people, fear of, you know, ridicule.
Yep.
So it's nice to see that this show is sort of taking on the ultimate beast, because it doesn't have to be a monster.
Right.
The ultimate beast is really you and your fear of the monster. It's not the monster itself, and whether it's hairy or a butterfly, whether it's like a big dragon or whether it's just a small butterfly, it's really your fear that's the issue. So I like that it's taking on more of a human monster and a human feeling of fear rather than just a spectacle.
I couldn't agree more, and that's something that I've always enjoyed about the series Teen Wolf and Jeff Davis and the writers, you know, Eric Wallace and everyone that's come on is, you know, Teen Wolf usually tries to come with a deeper message, and fear is absolutely one of those monsters that is self-created.
Yeah.
You know, it comes from a one bad traumatic experience in your life,
mm-hmm.
or an imagination of not being enough, or worrying about the what if, and all these things, you know, are just truly invalid, and we're the only ones that validate them. So I love when Teen Wolf definitely pushes those relatable topics.
Absolutely. It's like you gotta kill those fears somehow.
Yeah.
I mean, people say like, if you're afraid to swim, like jump in. I don't know if that's a good idea, but like,
it's true. I mean, you know, have someone there to like, if you really don't know how to swim, but like dive into the deep end mentally.
I'm excited to see how Teen Wolf really attacks this monster of fear, because I think it's going to help us all with our fears, but I'm excited to see how it goes down. But I want to get into a little interview like we do with you, Cody, and just what's going on in your life. So, obviously, you know, everyone loves having you on the show, and, you know, we've heard about your past a few times and, you know, how you got into acting.
Yeah.
So, what would you say now that you are an actor, like, what is, like, the next goal from here? I saw some headlines that, like, you're producing or something like that. I don't know what you can say about that, but can you talk about maybe, like, what's your focus and, like, your new goal right now?
Yeah, you know, work is always definitely a self-exploration, and it can constantly change. I encourage people, as cheesy as it sounds, to just follow your joy. And your joy might change from day to day or week, you know, month or a year from now, but just whatever is making you feel good, do more of that. For me right now, what's making me feel really good is, you know, producing. I'm enjoying working on a movie right now called The Mafia Ain't Dead.
Awesome.
Vivica A. Fox, Oba Babatunde, myself, and we have one other castmate who is talking to... It's going to be really good.
Oh!
So I'm excited about that. And then, you know, I'm just excited also for the next project. I'm excited to take everything that I've learned from Teen Wolf and the fandom and expose them to more content that they'll be entertained by, whether it's TV or film or, you know, even doing social media with YouTubers.
Right.
You know, I'm an entertainer, and I, you know, just want to do that. I want to make, you know, so many people have this reality that they're in, and I notice that when they tune into TV shows or movies or, you know, YouTube, they get to escape that reality for a little bit and go into a better headspace, and to be a part of something like that is awesome.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I mean, my name is Cinematic Escape, so obviously I am all about that.
And
I'm
all
about
do.
That.
We all do, and I think it's... You know, I just want to do more of that.
Absolutely. And I want to touch on something else you said about, like, we all know what makes us happy, and we should do more of those things. Like, especially being a teenager, I know, like, depression is widespread when you're young, because everything is, like, the end of the world, because you just haven't experienced a lot yet.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, like, one thing to, you know, get out of those funks is definitely make a list of the things that make you happy. And for you, I know one of them is acting, producing. Yeah. Do those things more. It's, like, we all know what makes us happy, so do those things more. And I think that you can't tell people that enough, because it's like, don't be completely unaware of, you know, the things that actually bring you out of those slumps.
And the thing about it is, you know, like I say, everything in life is a self-exploration, and you need to discover. Maybe you don't know what makes you happy.
Good point.
And that's okay. You know, a lot of people talk about, oh, just stay positive. Well, maybe I don't know what the F makes me positive.
Yes, exactly.
And so if it's going swimming, if it's, you know, doing
knitting
or, you know, anything like that, like, you know, just explore and try to do different things. And whatever it is, don't let anyone else tell you or make that thing less than its importance, because if it makes you happy, it's priceless.
Yeah, I agree. And hey, if watching AfterBuzz TV and Teen Wolf makes you happy,
do more of that
because it makes us happy to have you guys here.
It does.
Okay, so I want to talk about your time on set. I'm always seeing, you know, on MTV they have like behind the scenes, everyone's playing jokes on each other. What was like one of your happiest moments on set?
One of my happiest moments on set?
Yeah. Or behind the scenes when you weren't filming?
I think one of the funniest moments that I saw was Megan Tandy somehow locked herself in her trailer from the inside.
No. And she was, like, needed on set?
I don't know if she was needed, but she there was clearly a scene going on. And she couldn't get out.
Oh,
and
my
so
God.
We had to get, like, people to come in there and help get her out of her
pry
own trailer.
Open the door.
Yeah, I don't even know how that happened, but that was so funny to watch.
That's hilarious. I need to ask her about that whenever she comes on. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, that's sort of, it's sad that this is the last season. And I mean, what do you think is going to happen to Brett? I mean, if we talk about predictions, like, is Brett going to help Liam in the future? Is he, you know, is he now the target of Monroe? You know, like, what's going to go down? We'll use this as, like, our predictions now.
Yeah.
Can you say anything? I know you can't really say too much.
All I will say is that Teen Wolf is known for making hearts, breaking hearts, bringing you happy emotions and bringing you sad emotions. And you will never know what it's going to be until you watch it.
Well, thank you so much, Cody, for coming in and joining us for the show. Love having you in studio.
Always.
Hope to see you again in studio before the season wraps.
I love that.
Where can the fans follow you on social media? And if you have a website or anything, they can check out your project.
Yeah, same stuff. Social media is at Cody St. New, CODY. SAINTGNUE.
Awesome. And I can't wait to see Mafia Ain't Dead.
Yeah.
Do we have, like, a date for when that's coming out, or you guys are, like, still early in the production?
We are still negotiating some contracts.
Okay.
And, yeah, so, you know, that will be coming, but I'm very excited for that.
I can't wait. That's exciting. So yeah, you acted in it, and also did you write, you produced?
I acted in and I assisted produce. And,
awesome.
So yeah,
I'm excited.
To be a
mobster. That's awesome. I can't wait. Well, you guys, you can follow me at Cinematic Escape on Twitter, on Instagram.
Follow
all the
her.
Social mediums.
Follow, hey,
follow
hey,
it up.
Hey, hey.
Check out our top 10 moments Ryan and I did on MTV last week. Just rehashing all the great times of Teen Wolf. That was so much fun. And guys, we'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Thanks, Cody.
Dab down. Give him a dab. Hey!
This way? This way? I don't know.
It's whatever way you want.
Okay.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.